You're watching the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. A study has found that internet users do not trust new general top-level domains, or GTLDs. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has launched a virtual reality, or VR, lab, and demand for tablets in Japan is still growing. A study by IDG Research has revealed that internet users do not trust new general top-level domains, or GTLDs. The new GTLDs, such as .london, .ninja, and .rocks, were introduced by ICANN around a year and a half ago as a response to a shortage in the number of traditional top-level domains, such as .com, being available. The research found that 52% of respondents from the US and UK do not trust these new domains. Only a tiny minority, 2%, said they felt extremely comfortable in visiting the websites with such domains. A separate study by Cloudmark found that this distrust was based on a fear that these new domains were spammy and belonged to disreputable companies. The only type of new domain that seems to foster trust are brand-specific domains. These are where a brand name is used as a top-level domain. It's used most successfully by well-known and trusted brands such as financial institutions. The Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has launched a virtual reality or VR lab called Gnome Magic. The aim of Gnome Magic is that it'll allow users wearing virtual reality headsets to browse online stores in a similar way to how people walk around physical stores. To achieve this goal, software engineers at Gnome Magic will develop a tool that will quickly convert products into their digital 3D equivalent. It'll also develop a tool to help sellers build their own online virtual stores. The company predicts that virtual reality will become an increasingly important part of the digital landscape in the next few years, with an Alibaba spokesperson predicting that VR technology could create a 360-degree shopping experience for users. Alibaba is one of the most popular e-commerce sites in China. Demand for tablets in Japan is still growing, according to a study by MM Research Institute. 9.4 million tablets were shipped to the country in 2015, an increase of 8.4% on the previous year. Android was the most popular operating system, followed by iOS, with Windows coming in a distant third place. A separate study by ThinkAgent revealed that reading and sending emails was the most popular activity undertaken by Japanese tablet users, followed by visiting news and video websites and apps. Japan has an internet penetration rate of 86%, equivalent to 109 million people. Mobile internet penetration is rising in Peru, according to data from the telecoms regulator, OSIPTEL. The number of people who use mobile internet has risen from 10.2 million 2 years ago to 15.4 million now. Looking at this as a proportion of the overall population, this is a rise in mobile internet penetration from 35 to 51%. The biggest mobile networks in Peru are Telefonica, Claro, Entel, and Bitel. Peru has one of the fastest growing digital markets in Latin America. And finally, the Russian internet company Yandex has invested an unspecified amount in the chatbot creation company ChatFuel. ChatFuel helps clients create chatbots, computer programs that can converse with a user in a convincingly human way. Chatbots generally use artificial intelligence to understand what a user is asking and provide an appropriate response, usually by selecting a pre-written answer from a database. A Yandex spokesperson commented on why it's chosen to invest in ChatFuel, saying that it sees chatbots as a technology of the future that will help companies communicate with their users in a cheaper and more efficient manner. That's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.